I think that the floor leader felt that it had adequate time. Really, the only negotiating point we had was between the million and 350. We offered 500, and they offered 750. We offered a split, and no negotiations at that point. So when you lose your negotiating ability, you might as well quit.
So where are we in terms of medical malpractice protections for the profession, or for that matter, for patients?
Well, I think that right now there are no caps at all, and that means no caps on non-economic damages, punitive damages, or economic damages. And I think the important thing to remember, all this discussion, and I tried on numerous times to make the point that we're not limiting the ability of the patient to sue for economic damages. There are no limits in Missouri. There's no cap on that issue. And that can be a jury of your peers. So to me, to put it in perspective, California has a cap of $250,000. It's been in place since 1975. Their Supreme Court upheld that cap in 2011. In 2012, when our Supreme Court struck down the caps as unconstitutional, Kansas Supreme Court said that they are constitutional, and Kansas cap is at $250,000. So that kind of puts it in perspective. We were asking for $350,000, willing to negotiate up to a half million, even it offered $625,000, and said they absolutely would not do it. I think they've got the second floor on their side on this. So, maybe we get to some agreement and it comes up for a quick passage. I don't know. I wish it would, because I do think that it puts patients in peril. I think you're going to have less choices. And I wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for a team of very good doctors that have saved my life on two different occasions.
Will there be fewer doctors at Phelps County Memorial Hospital a year from now because of this?
I would almost guarantee that. And we have a difficult time recruiting now because of it being in outstate Missouri.
This is a question that's probably left over from 2005, but 8 years ago and again this year, the effort seems to have been put something on caps on non-economic damages instead of doing something to the insurance companies who are driving this whole issue.
Well, I think the whole issue, and I'm not, I guess, an insider in the insurance aspect. I also, as a practicing veterinarian, buy malpractice insurance, and our malpractice insurance was following the doc's malpractice. It was getting higher and higher because the same carriers actually offer that. So when the risks are greater and caps aren't in place, then obviously insurance companies are going to charge more. They have to. And we went from 32 companies offering malpractice insurance in Missouri until we passed the caps down to 8. And that has revived itself pretty nicely.
Do you see another nosedive now that this has failed this year?
Well, I'm fearful that we're going to see it pretty quickly. I don't think anyone knows how fast this will happen. And I think that was a lot of my concern. We had two options to try to answer the court on their findings. One was a statutory change, which is what this bill did. The other is a constitutional change, and that will take a SJR to put it on the ballot. And, then that's a difficult way to go. It's a more timely process. We would rather not change the Constitution if we can do it statutorily. But would the courts uphold this legislation? We don't know. We were trying to throw a lifeline to what I termed on the floor as a medical malpractice crisis that we're looking at.
Are you done with this issue this session, or do you see more room to negotiate on this?
We have negotiated about as much as we can. We offered $500,000. They wouldn't talk on that one. Last offer I heard, and I wasn't, I think the pro tem was actually involved with that. I was on the floor, was 6.25 and no go. So, at some point, if there's nothing to negotiate, then there's no sense in wasting any more time on the floor. We're getting close.
Who's the they? Who are you actually negotiating?
Well, those that were speaking against the bill on the floor. you know, the Democrats, the attorneys, those folks.
Didn't seem to be any interest in any kind of cost of living adjustment on the 350 or 500. Why not?
I think that when you look back historically, when this went into effect in 86, there was a cost of living, and between, and I don't have my numbers right in front of me, but the cost of living raised the cap automatically from 350 to 580 in 2003. And so the fear is that with the cost of living, you continue rising, the caps. And but, you know, that we really didn't get to discuss that issue much on the floor. That was in the last amendment.
So how are the five of us, how are we going to do for the next year before this can come back if something happens to us and a doctor mistreats us?
Well, you can sue him for any amount of money at that point. I mean, you can go after him for the sky's the limit. There are no, there's no caps on non-economic damages, and there never has been any caps in Missouri on economic damages. Some states have a combined cap of $1.25 million on all cap. Everything's included. And I even mentioned to Senator Keaveney, do you want to put this million as caps on both? And, you know, I wouldn't expect him to go for that, because if there is a tremendous breach, then those folks need to be, you know, and we get, as I pointed out on the floor, not only is the doctor going to be sued, the hospital is going to be sued. I mean, regularly they're awarded $10 to $20 million in some of those egregious, you know, the never events, and some of those events, you know, where maybe downstairs, instead of hooking oxygen to the oxygen line, they hooked nitrous oxide, and then you killed that patient.
Is this something that's going to be worthy of study between now and next January, or is it kind of we're going to try the same thing next year?
Well, I think that, you know, we will probably look at it farther. I think we have to. This is too big of an issue for the state of Missouri. This doesn't just affect outstate Missouri. It doesn't just affect the city. This affects the entire state of Missouri. And we got to force, there was quite a number of docs in the building today. They're very, very concerned. And I think a lot of the docs that are getting close to retirement, you know, they got the uncertainty of the Affordable Care Act. They've got this uncertainty. What's to keep them in business?
Is your only option at this point, as far as the next step, to wait until next January?
That would probably be true. We'll continue working. If there's any way to get to an agreement on this issue that we could bring this back up, I think I can work that out with the floor leader. If there's any way we can get to an agreement, I will stand on my head to do that at this point for the people in Missouri as well as the docs.
But it doesn't sound you're real optimistic.
Not real optimistic tonight, no.
Yeah, time's running against you right now.
Very much so.
Do you foresee that this might actually cause doctors to leave Missouri either quickly or at a slow trickle?
Well, it depends, I guess, on how quick that it starts hitting insurance companies and how quick premiums go up. Our premiums are pretty high now. We're just starting to see those drop down. For an example, the example I use on the floor today, one of my friends back home delivered babies for a number of years, and his malpractice insurance was costing him $114,000 a year, and he delivered 117 babies at a, he got about $117,000 for that. So why be up 117 nights for $3,000? He told me last week, in one more year, he's going to be off the hook for the last baby he delivered. No longer, and then his malpractice will really start going down. His malpractice has stayed high all these years because in Missouri, if you deliver a baby, you're responsible until he's 25 years old, or she.